This is Libby Gore on ABC Radio Melbourne and Victoria. Call 1300 222 774 or text 0437 774 774.
Can you imagine a bra that's painted blue with a set of shark teeth on the front coming towards anyone who may be uninvited, any predatory behaviour ready to just go, This is the brainchild of Tanya Ferrier, West Australian artist, creator of Angry Underwear. Tanya lives in Western Australia. She joins you on the wireless this morning. Good morning to you, Tanya.
Good morning, Libby.
Tanya, tell me about the Angry Underwear. How did you conceive the idea of painted bra and undies with a gaping shark's mouth on the front, done in kind of sparkly blue and bright red fabric paint?
I started painting those for strippers in New York in 1988, and it all started from a sexual assault incident on one of the dances where I worked at a bar called Club Wildfire in Brooklyn Heights, and I was a bartender.
And you were there to pursue your art?
I was in New York to pursue my art, that is correct, but I was picking up cash-in-hand bar work to live. That night at the bar, a dancer was sexually assaulted on stage, a friend named Angel. And when I went backstage to kind of assist her after the assault, basically, she did say to me that she wished her pussy could bite. But from that, it immediately turned into many, many more ideas of putting sharks on bras and black panthers and tigers and eyes and so on. And the strippers became my first customers.
Did the bar become known for the angry underwear that the strippers would wear?
Well, no, because it was only on one occasion that the strippers wore the gear. And then, of course, my boss got furious and told me that we would be out if we pulled a stunt like that again.
Right.
So he wasn't a bad guy, actually, the boss, but it was just sort of like obviously the customers were not on board with the idea, basically.
No, I can imagine. So how did it go from being a protest and a feel-better gift into something that Lauren Hutton, for instance, purchased, that Madonna chose to wear?
Well, we did do a little fashion shoot up on the rooftop with some friends modelling the gear, and I dropped some photos into the Village Voice, which is a famous newspaper in the Lower East Side, which is very kind of an out there newspaper, not a Murdoch production. And it was taken up very quickly by the media, particularly as a feminist story. This was actually in 1988.
Right, okay.
When the article came out. And then an exclusive lingerie store took up the underwear, and it was a fairly fancy exclusive place. And so I think Lauren Hutton was the first celebrity to walk in and see it. And of course, Marlene was very good at putting it all out on the different platforms that they had back in the day, which was magazines.
West Australian artist Tanya Ferrier is your guest, creator of the Angry Underwear. We were talking by Zoom from Western Australia, and pandemic being pandemic, the Zoom line dropped out. We had to change to the phone.
And from there, I was making multiple orders of bras in all different sizes. She did fantastic window displays and put me in magazines and TV stuff. And, celebrities started hearing about the gear. And Lauren Hutton was the first celebrity to get in there and buy the bra, which I just loved because she was already famous for her teeth.
So you found a solace in your art, Tanya, that helped you transcend your own personal kind of hell.
Yeah, well, it did. It was sort of, I had made the bra for a stripper who was sexually assaulted, but it also at that point became aware of that I was actually looking back into issues from my own childhood. I'd been sexually assaulted as a child, quite seriously. And I worked out that actually what I was doing was creating a project that I was also expressing my own situation, but I didn't sort of out my own situation for many years later. I have now come to the point where I've written a feature film script along with a Melbourne writer named Kelly Lefevre. And at the basis of this fantastic story about a girl who makes vicious underwear for strippers is this story of someone trying to out their story and be able to talk about a very serious issue of sexual assault, and particularly sexual assault in childhood.
I understand too that you're taking this theme through with your next exhibition, which has been commissioned by, is it the Fremantle Art Gallery?
That's right, the Fremantle Art Centre.
Yes, and it basically takes Playboy centrefolds and, I don't know, reimagines them.
Reinterprets them from a feminist position, yeah, from a feminist angle. Yes, it's using humour to kind of get a message across, but in particular, I'm using magazines that are from the late 80s and early 90s, and they kind of reflect the period of time when I was walking into news agencies, and you kind of knew when you went to the back of the news agency where you saw those magazines that you weren't meant to look. Mm. I mean, I went to a Catholic school. So it was sort of, and now there's this kind of process of, it's soft porn, but I am cutting them up and creating these creatures with multiple legs, eyes, boobs, whatever. And they're scurrying out of the pages of Playboy and claiming the world for themselves and not being owned anymore by the male gaze.
It is interesting, isn't it, what we grew up with and how women were represented in those magazines that were so prolific. I mean, now, of course, we have online porn, but those Playboy magazines and the like were everywhere in the 80s and the 90s.
Yes, and I kind of think that when I reflect back on myself at that age, it was also the way we looked at our own bodies. So if we did look at our bodies, it was to see them as nurturing, as the potential for motherhood, and that's what all the bits were for. And otherwise, the Playboy magazines gave you this message that that was otherwise what the bits were for. They were for men. And I kind of think that why Angry Underwear also had its own statement is that really women are wearing it like for women in a way. We're out there kind of having a laugh and sort of saying, oh, yeah, no, we own our bodies, and if you're not invited, you'll get bitten. And that's the process with this collage process as well, that I kind of want to say these women are now our women. They're women for women, and we're going to have fun with it and turn it on its head a bit.
Why, for you, is humour with art so important when there was such sadness there at your core?
I think at some point along the way, maybe with all the different people I've hung out with, like when I did work in New York at this bar, I worked with a lot of African-Americans and South American people, maybe people all who had slightly troubled backgrounds as well, and the periods of time I have spent working with Aboriginal people as well, there's this amazing humour that you always knock on the head the hard stuff with humour, and it just takes you through somewhere and lets you share, you know this hard stuff, but you somehow you break the ice on it and you share it. And I don't know if I just learned it that way, but it has been a message for me even when I watch people respond to Angry Underwear. I know that the people who laugh along with it, particularly guys, that they're on board, that they actually believe that, yes, women should be protecting themselves and we need to protect, well, it's not just women, we need to not abuse power. So people who look at this and laugh along with it, you know they're on board. People who are insulted by it and who kind of think it's disgusting or whatever, you kind of know they've got the problem.
Interestingly enough, your work, Angry Underwear, is on loan from the Art Gallery of Western Australia to the National Gallery for the Know My Name exhibition. It must feel kind of surreal to see a work that was born in New York in a bar for a stripper actually make a world statement.
Yes, it does, but it's been a 30-year journey. But on the other hand, the world had to catch up, really, and it did with the Me Too moment. I think that there were many women in the 80s doing stuff like the Gorilla Girls, and there was a lot kind of going on, but it just took two steps forward, one step back the whole way, really. And I think the Me Too moment has been the first time that the steps are just not stepping back. We're just moving forward with it now.
And do you think the humour is an additional tool to help spread the message and make it more effective as distinct from merely anger?
Yes, yes. I think that often anger straight up just shuts people down because, you know, you all know that someone's got something very painful going on, but the anger doesn't give you anywhere to move forward with it. It's like a wall, whereas humour is kind of like a rope over the wall.
I just know that that's
you know, not every subject can be dealt with humour, obviously. But where you can, you know that you'll allow more people to come on board.
Tanya Ferrier, thank you so much for joining us and helping us get through in this particular way this morning.
That's quite, oh yeah, and love you, Melbourne.
Yeah, we love you too. Have a good time over in Perth with our grand final. And I'm really excited to see that Angry Underwear is in the National Gallery. Congratulations.
Thank you so much, Libby.
Good to talk.